This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. For more than 50 years, the Xavier Leadership Center has provided development programs for corporations, organizations, and individuals here, nationally, and internationally. Joining me to discuss the center and its approach to leadership training are Xavier Leadership Center Director Bruce Miller and Associate Directors Shelley Wallace and Mike Levy. Good to see everybody this afternoon.
Good to see you.
Thank
Good
you, Mark. You. Thanks for having us.
You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, and you can also find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Bruce, how did the Xavier Leadership Center get started?
Yeah, the Leadership Center was founded over 50 years ago, was actually part of the Williams College of Business, our business school. And it was really an extension of the university to serve the business community for leadership management development. So was founded about 50 years ago. Off the university.
Now, the center has an interesting approach to its training. I think it's called, what, three-dimensional learning.
Yes, it is.
What exactly is this? If you could all just explain to me. It sounds fascinating.
Yeah, very focused on experiential learning, which really means hands-on learning. So the combination of the three dimensions are think, do, act, and that really focuses on making sure you know the concepts. You're able to demonstrate the concepts by applying them, and we're very focused on the heart and the character of the person, really changing how they think and feel when they do business.
We really like an application base, so we like people to take what they've learned back to work and apply it. So there's a very big focus on applying what they've learned.
Is it fair to call this a hands-on approach, Mike?
It is. It's very much a hands-on approach as to what Bruce and Shelley were talking about. It is a, you know, it's application focused. We're not going to sit there and show a lot of slides. We're going to take an approach of really, challenging the participants to do different things during the workshop, as well as then prepare themselves to go back into the workplace to be able to bring some of these concepts to life.
Bruce, if I attend the Leadership Center, what are some of the programs that you offer?
Yeah, we have over 50 different leadership and business skills training. Some of the most popular ones are focused on personal leadership. So it's talking about who you are, how you lead with your gifts. We also do a lot of programs around influencing, which really talks about how do you work with others, how do you drive change within organizations. We also focus a lot on certificate programs, which really are industry and globally recognized programs and for developing skills in project management, Lean Six Sigma, a lot of really marketable skills that are recognized across the country and across the world.
Shelley, how well would you say the three-dimensional model of learning is working for people who go through the program?
Oh, extremely well. And we take it to the next level very often and have people not only apply, but they have to get back to us with how they've applied. So many of our certificate programs require, before they receive their certificate, they really have to show us the project that they've done and how they've applied it in the workplace.
Michael, I'll put you on the spot here. There's that old expression of somebody is a born leader.
Right.
And I'm just curious, how much of leadership, from your experience, how much of it is something that you're born with? How much of it is something that people can actually learn, especially through something like what Xavier is offering?
You know, it's a great question. And there's a lot of variety of opinion about that in the literature. I'll tell you, my personal feeling is really, I think you can build your leadership skills over time. You build them through a variety of different experiences you have. You also build them through taking courses such as we offer at the Xavier Leadership Center. But I think you can continue throughout your career to build your leadership skills.
Bruce, why is it so important to develop leadership skills? What's the benefit to the community? What's the benefit to the business world from this?
Yeah, really a couple aspects of that. With the leadership element, most of our participants are within companies where they're growing in responsibility. They're really taking on more people, more responsibility within an organization. And the leadership skills really help them, you know, guide and lead and motivate their teams to move in the same direction. So whether it's a for-profit organization or nonprofit, the leadership skills really help that individual translate their charisma, their enthusiasm across the organization to really make some good progress with that company.
Who takes your programs?
Yeah, really a variety of individuals. If you think about our typical students, most have either a bachelor's, master's degree, have 4 to 6 years of working experience. And if you're typically earlier in your career, we tend to work with professionals who choose a specialty certificate within, for example, finance, accounting, project management. As you get later in your career and as you progress from an individual to a management position to a leadership position, typically there's skills and expertise that you're lacking at that point in your career. So a lot of our development is just-in-time training to really help take that individual to the next level of leadership and skills.
So this really is a wide range of people from different walks of life.
Very much so, across all different business segments, a lot with corporations, some work with nonprofits, also do a lot of work with city government as well.
I was going to say, I think our most recent 12 months, we had over 1,200 participants come through our corporate university on campus, and it represented 200 different companies. So you can see it's a broad-reaching program, and a lot of companies are sending representatives to the campus.
So I take it, from what I read, you have police officers come through, you have people in the healthcare profession come through, you have people from all different types of careers that are coming through. Is that
That's correct? Absolutely right. So as Bruce said, we have folks from corporations, but also we have people from the healthcare sector, and Michael talked a little bit about our nurse care coordinator program. We also have a specialized program for public sector employees that focuses on leadership and really has a great focus on specifics to them in current trends, HR issues. It's got a good, really good focus.
So, yeah, to Shelley's point, we just recently started a very innovative program in partnership with Catholic Health Partners, our School of Nursing, Xavier School of Nursing, and the Xavier Leadership Center. And it was targeted to the nurse care coordinators, which is an emerging new role within the new healthcare reform. And the session was really from the design to the delivery was a partnership with all three entities. And our first cohort just graduated last week. And we had 15 participants graduate last week. They went through 50 class hour sessions. And they not only did they go through the sessions, they got a certificate. They were also awarding continued education credits. And then they also have an option, if they wanted to pursue it, to receive 3 additional graduate credits through Xavier University.
Is there one area in the business world that seems most interested in learning leadership skills?
I don't know that there's really one area. I think that our approach is you can be a leader at any level, and any kind of organization is going to need leadership skills. So it's wide-ranging.
And Bruce, what's been the international scope of the Leadership Center's work?
In most of international scope, we're very locked into the Cincinnati community, the region. We do partner with companies who are headquartered here that have global responsibilities. So oftentimes our local clients will pull us globally to deliver some of the same services internationally.
Do you have local corporations or organizations that you do programs for on a regular basis?
We do. Some of the bigger accounts we work with are Cincinnati Bell, Duke Energy, Castellini Company. And in the extreme case, they actually allow Xavier to offer all of their leadership and professional development services to all their employees. For many other companies, we actually partner with a number of insurance companies and financial service companies. And then we're also working with companies like Barefoot Proximity, which are really kind of the leading edge, high growth companies in terms of developing their professionals.
And Mark, you had mentioned about global reach. One of our clients is Givaudan Flavors, and we work extensively with their global research and development organization.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. And Mike, how much do you incorporate technology in the programs? Is the center set up with high-tech classrooms or video conferencing for distance learning and that type of thing?
We have done video conferencing with our clients for distance learning. Our classrooms are set up on campus to certainly promote state-of-the-art education within our environment. And then also we have done with clients WebExes. So we have done a variety of different techniques to help clients through a distant learning process.
Shelley, did you want to add to that?
I was going to add to that. I was going to share that although we have our corporate university, which is on site at the CentOS Center, any of our programs can be brought on site. And so we do have situations where we have global companies or companies that have multiple locations where they will video conference people into our program. So we use, other companies' technology as well. So any program we do can be done on site at any location.
Who teaches your program, Shelley?
We use our professors from the university as well as practitioners in the field. So people who have really been out there and experienced whatever their area of expertise is and really bring a real practical approach to it. That's very helpful.
Any idea how many people are teaching for the center?
Yeah, we have actually over 50 partners that teach for the center. And a couple examples of the folks with the experiential background. We have Guy Hawker, who is the former chief of strategy with JetBlue Airways, so very knowledgeable in the strategy segment. We also work with Ben Mullin, who's the former CFO of Tentacasters, and just really brings a very practical view into the classroom. But typically, of the 50 partners, about a third of those are faculty. And then two-thirds are experienced business professionals that have really lived what they're teaching, have lots of experiences to share with the participants.
Are you constantly looking for new talent to help teach at the center?
We absolutely are. As we've grown, we've actually quadrupled in the last 3 years and really looking for extended faculty to help deliver and grow our programs.
And what are some of the other companies and organizations that you work with at the center?
Yeah, really a wide variety. So as Mike mentioned, healthcare with Catholic Health Partners, with St. Elizabeth Healthcare. A lot of work in financial services. I've done work with Fidelity Investments, Great American Insurance, and then really across the manufacturing segments, engineering segments as well. So really, over the last couple of years, we've had over 250 different companies that have worked with us either privately or through our corporate university programs.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation about the Xavier Leadership Center. You can also email us talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And how often and when do you offer programs, Mike?
So our we do custom work all year round, so it depends on what our client needs are. Our corporate university on campus, usually we will start those sessions maybe a few classes in the summer, July, August, and then really get into full speed September through the following June. And these classes on campus, they're offered, depending on the schedule, we usually have a couple different classes going weekly during that time period.
And how long do they last typically?
So a class on campus for a corporate university will be from 8:30 to 4.
And are the programs open to anyone? How does that work? Is it something where if I wanted to strengthen my leadership skills, is it something I could sign up for as an individual perhaps?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone can come to our programs.
Now, have you had a truly unique customer or program that you put together for a business or some other application?
Yeah, I think as we talked earlier, the program we just partnered with Catholic Health Partners in our School of Nursing was really a unique program as it relates not only to the content, but also the development and the design of it. This was a program that it was targeted to really a new role within healthcare environment. These are nurse care coordinators, which are coordinating care across a healthcare continuum for patients. And the development of this, and we also, as we went through this, we certainly found out through our development that we were the only one in the region offering this. And as we got more and more awareness out there, we've had calls from not only in the region, but also nationally and internationally about this program.
Bruce, I think you mentioned this earlier, that you have certificate programs.
Mm-hmm.
So do you offer programs that can be applied to a degree at the university? And of course, we know you do offer those certifications as well.
Yeah, currently with the certifications, we are working with the Williams College of Business to allow the certificates to count towards waived credit towards an MBA. So we are looking at what the university calls stackable programs where you can get your degree not just through traditional MBA learning, but also through the certificate programs at Xavier Leadership Center.
Shelley, so from what I'm gathering here, you can create new programs that are that are based on participant needs and trends in industry, right?
Absolutely. So we offer some programs that are part of our corporate university that are those kinds of programs, and like the nurse care coordinator, the public sector leader certificate program. But then sometimes companies have needs on site just specific to them. So recently I had a company who wanted their sales team to have better presentation skills. So we did a program that was very much tailored to their specific needs. I have another company that is a consumer goods company that wanted to work on influence within their teams. And so they brought together folks from different teams to talk about, hey, how do we need to present ideas to each other to help each other? How can I be a better influencer within my organization? So very specific when the need is there.
Is this something where your clients recognize the need, they come to you, or do you have to go out looking for them, Bruce?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, clients do come to us. There's more awareness of Xavier Leadership Center the last couple of years, but we do call on companies and kind of share our services offerings and really try to find out what their root cause business problem is, then make suggestions on how to help them with that business challenge.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation. Bruce, what do you see as the areas of growth? Where's the center going to be heading in the future?
Yeah, a couple of different ways. We are starting to expand across geographically, as Mike and Shelley shared with our clients, kind of taking us to other geographies. We're also seeing a lot of growth in the innovation space. So we do a lot of partnering. We're working with Eureka Ranch, which is really a globally known partner here in Cincinnati, and launching an innovation engineering executive program in partnership with Eureka Ranch. So innovation is a very high growing area. We're seeing a lot more growth in the experiential learning. So we're doing programs, for example, called Cincy Chef, which is a great way to bring executives together, have kind of a shared cooking competition experience. And the fun part with that is there's a lot of elements of learning of leadership, team building, some tough decision-making challenges in the program, plus they get to know each other a little better, you know, during the course of the event. So we're seeing a lot more, you know, needs for organizations as they get more disparate across the globe, is to bring executives together and get to know each other better on the front end of a leadership program.
Do you find you're catering to entrepreneurs? Is there a need in it for them as well?
Absolutely. I think a lot of the business skills we offer, from doing a business plan to actually doing the marketing strategy, those things, you know, entrepreneurs do benefit from the program as well. If you look at corporate university, I think, Mark, when you talked about your ability to join the programs, really any individual can join. They also learn from other executives from other companies who participate in the program. So if you get entrepreneurs in a room with experienced business professionals, there's as much learning from each other as there is from us instructing the courses.
It sounds like that would be a good mix. Both sides would benefit from the experience.
Absolutely, and they enjoy, you know, both perspectives.
Shelley, there's an increase in programs for people who are retraining for new careers. Mm-hmm. Do you partner with the university to offer those types of programs as well?
We have a number of people who come to the Leadership Center for specific certificates, project management, Six Sigma, Lean certificate. Those are big ones that are wanted in industry. So people who are retraining will come through those certificate programs.
And Bruce, 50 years, that's a long time. Do you see a need for the center in the next 50 years?
Absolutely. And I think the ability to reach our audience, you know, through different media, through online, through the geographic reach will be ever growing. But really, to me, leadership is a core competency that has been around for a long time, is definitely needed within industry, within businesses going forward. So I see a long-term need, you know, for the skill set.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you,
I appreciate
Mark.
It.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate
Thanks, Mark.
It.
Xavier Leadership Center Director Bruce Miller and Associate Directors Shelley Wallace and Mike Levy. And after the break, the latest on the Banks Project and in Focus on Technology, Ann Thompson tells us about glacier research that's being done by the head of UC's Geology Department. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.